All right, Kevin, Sophia, to take one or two high points from the many conversations that we had today, what would that be? Actually, a lot of talk on the dual systems, you know, of how do we manage crops and cows or vice versa?
I mean, when it looks look at, let's say, cover crops in itself, to me, cover crops work exceptionally well when you got livestock in the system. Doesn't mean they can also work, though, when you don't have livestock in the system, especially you want to add organic matter. You want to add some kind of planting green for just handling water. Cover crops work great for that. And so, depends on what your objectives are, what you need to have done on your land, the use of cover crops or winter rye work great in managing water or providing feed for livestock.
And so some chats about, you know, what do we do with those unharvested acres as well? And there are options out there. I mean, we don't want to plan for a disaster, but, you know, a lot of people are saying 2020 might be worse than 2019.
Yeah, I mean, some of these acres that we got standing corn right now, and there's a lot, like the numbers I just saw recently were almost half of our corn acres are still standing. And so they're going to either get harvested this late winter, may not get harvested at all, but then we're going to deal with all that residue that's left there for planting in 2020. And I think we're going to struggle with these lands on getting something planted in there. And they're probably going to fall into PP acres, or prevented planted acres. And so can you look at cover crops as a way to manage that land, to use that excess water, and get it ready for at least next time when you can plant a crop? Or can you use those PP acres to plant a cover crop that has value for the soils? And if you think long term, they may even have value for a livestock producer who can graze after that end November 2nd day. So plan now, because you're going to be looking at PP acres that you're going to deal with, and think where cover crops can work in your rotation or how they can help that land to get them drier and get them ready for at least when we can plant crops under a normal system.
And so if your goal is to combat excess moisture, what is a basic cover crop plan that a producer, whether they have cattle or not, can start with?
I mean, if you're looking at trying to plant green, if you're going to manage water, you want green growth as long as you can. That's late in the fall and early in the spring, and your really most common option are going to be winter cereals, whether it's winter rye or winter wheat or winter triticale. Kale. And so those are great options to plant green to manage that water, so you can at least get something in there to use that water. Remember, though, that if it gets dry, they also take water out that may hurt your crop. So know what you're doing and think about those green crops in the next spring.
So my final question for you, Kevin, is I know we talk a lot about our soils, but we got to be thinking about our rangelands as well. And if we have a really muddy, horrible spring, producers are going to be eager to go assess those rangelands and pastures and get cows out there. So what do we need to keep in mind coming off a wet year and going into a wet spring?
That's a great question. And I think a lot of areas we're going to have a lot of snow. We're going to be probably a late turnout date because we have that extra water. Knowing that when you have extra water on those grasslands, there's not a lot of growth, and so they're susceptible to hoof action and disturbance and negative consequences, which usually lead to weeds. So try and delay your turnout if you're muddy lots or you don't have enough growth in those in that pasture to handle the hoof action. And so just know that that could be a negative problem and plan. You may have to turn out a little later, which is tough to do, but it might be your best option to retain your quality of that pasture. Mm-hmm.